Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 34. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lowerman, and alongside me and my co-host, Scott Binns.
A very sore Scott Binns.
Scott, wow.
What? No, I'm serious. I was at a fencing tournament this past Sunday. My legs are sore.
And that is half of the reason why we didn't record this on Sunday like we normally do.
Yeah, that is part of it.
What was the other half?
I don't know. What was the other half?
Oh, that's right. I was sleeping.
Oh, right.
I played video games for 21 straight hours.
Yeah, you didn't make 24, did you?
No, around 5 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning, I think I fell asleep and realized I was in the middle of playing NCAA.
I had to work, get up and work early that morning, and I tweeted at you, one more hour! I felt like a jerk when I found out you'd fallen.
I was just happy that no one was watching the stream, or everybody got off the stream as I was sleeping, and then they realized. Scott, guess what? We have a very special guest.
We do.
Because I played my 24 hours for the Children's Specialized Hospital of New Jersey, we have Colette Forcier with us.
Hi. Thanks so much for letting me be on your podcast.
And pronouncing your name right.
Yes, that was fantastic.
I was pretty impressed. Colette, why don't you tell everybody who you are and or what you do?
Sure. Well, first of all, I apologize for all the creakiness of my apartment building, so get that out of the way. But I am the Children's Miracle Network Program Manager at Children's Specialized Hospital in New Jersey. So Children's Miracle Network is a network of 170 children's hospitals across the country. And in New Jersey, we have one Children's Miracle Network hospital, and that's Children's Specialized. So I run a bunch of the fundraising programs and events, and one of my favorites, of course, is Extra Life, the 24-hour gaming marathon. So I was really excited about helping out with that this year.
Yeah, and thankfully, we, as everybody knows, we had That Sports Gamer crew that was able to bring in over $3,600 for our respective hospitals.
Ooh.
And I brought in over $700 for the Children's Specialized Hospital in New Jersey.
That's awesome.
Way to go.
This year, I was really impressed. We had 199 gamers in New Jersey playing for our hospital, and we raised triple what we did last year. So it was really an incredible year in New Jersey. So thank you to everyone who participated out here at Out East. We raised $33,000. So I'm really excited about that. And nationwide, I think we're really, really close to hitting the $2 million mark. So
wow.
$2 million raised by just people playing video games for 24 hours is really, really impressive.
Yeah, who'd have guessed? Mom always said I was wasting my life.
Well, and they were saying that that is, you know, more than all of the past years combined.
Oh, my God. Wow, what happened this year?
It just blew up. I mean, people just got to hear about it. People who have been playing for a couple years now, I think, you know, got a closer connection to the hospital. We, as the hospitals, got a lot more resources this year. So they brought on big sponsors. I think all of that kind of worked together, and especially all the individuals. It really comes down to the individual players to who are fundraising. So that's really where it's at, and I can't thank everyone who played enough.
Scott, I would like to blame us because we've been playing that same podcast clippy thing for like months now. Which has been the best thing because we got to do trivia before and after it. Now I have no idea what we're going to do in the middle of the show.
I even have a trivia question this week. I found a trivia question that we could use when you didn't have one. You're going to make me blow it right away.
And I think this weekend, because Scott wasn't cool enough to do Extra Life, we're going to have Scott Burris and hopefully Greg Seward, who were two members of That Sports Gamer crew. And we're going to do a special like recap podcasty thing.
I played with you for a little bit. I won the poker tournament.
You cheated. Do you know what the first game I played was?
No, I don't, actually.
What was it?
Was it Draw Something?
Yep.
Yay!
I sat around and waited until 8 o'clock to draw something with Colette.
Yes. Nice. I know. I really tried. I did my best. I'm not too great with video games. I mean, I have played some, but I really stuck to my iPad games, you know, baby games. I took, did the draw something. I did solitaire. I played a lot of crossword puzzles. So there's that.
There is a game that I don't know the name of that's really good. Trivi? Yes, Trivi. Trivie.
It's What is it?
It's like multiple choice trivia questions. And you play with Facebook friends or something.
How have I not... How do I not know about this game?
Scott, because you don't have an iPhone.
This is true.
Do you not also not have an iPod Touch?
No, I do not. I have an iPod.
So the reason is because you can't play it.
Okay, fair enough.
But if you have an iPod, Zuma? Really good. I have no idea if you can still buy it. There was one more thing. Anybody remember what it was?
Nope.
Hey, next year. Scott, you going to do this with me?
I will consider it.
Oh, I remember what it was. So, Colette, Scott from Wisconsin. Do you know what's like two blocks away from him?
What?
Lambeau Field?
Yeah. And since we haven't recorded since last week.
Yeah, where are you going with this?
I got to meet Colette at Giant Stadium. That's not called Giant Stadium anymore.
That was really fun. Well, one of the great things that happened recently was I was hired by the hospital. I mean, that is a great thing. But
jobs are good.
Yes, very good.
Thank you, Barack Obama.
But we were able to work a lot more closely with all of our players and all of our, you know, fundraising events in New Jersey. So this year we had a hospital gala, and every year we kind of change it up at different unique locations. So this year it was at MetLife Stadium, and when our board heard about our Extra Life fundraiser, they were like, oh my gosh, can we have a table at our gala? I was like, yeah, of course. So I invited two of our most, you know, enthusiastic and active Extra Lifers, and you guys played games and entertained the crowd, got people talking about Extra Life. So I was really excited about that.
Yeah, I was pretty upset because the one football player that was there when I played with the Giants later on in the night was terrible in the game.
Oh, no.
Dropped an easy open touchdown pass.
I get a kick that people just sat around and watched you play video games.
Well, we played a lot of Rock Band.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay, that's different then.
But they still sat around and watched us play Rock Band. Nobody really wanted to hop in. And the people that did want to hop in were the people that were working, like Colette and her friends. And then they got yelled at for trying to play with us.
We did get yelled at.
Well, that's not cool.
All right, Colette, I don't want to keep you from watching Park Avenue 666 anymore. Or Revenge.
Tonight, you know what is on, though? American Horror Story is on tonight.
Asylum?
Yeah. Which, both of those shows terrify me. I am not a scary movies person, and I just can't take my eyes away.
Yeah, I don't watch them either, because I'm terrified. My wife loves them. I don't know why.
There's just something about it. You cannot tear your eyes away. It's crazy.
I don't want to be scared.
My apartment is really old, and I can hear all my neighbors, so sorry.
That's like the worst thing. Why would you want to watch scary movies and TV shows and then have a creaky apartment?
Yeah, it sounds like your apartment might be haunted.
Yeah,
it might be. I think it might be.
Oh my God, what's that behind you?
Oh, please don't. No, but the I actually recently found out that our hospital is haunted. Our hospital was built, the office that I work out of is the very first hospital, and it was built in 1891. And so apparently there's this woman who started the hospital, and she's a nice ghost. But people say, like, the elevator's open for no reason, and they see different things are, like, moved or opened that shouldn't be open, and... I mean, nothing too serious, of course, but...
Friendly and mischievous?
What's that?
Friendly and mischievous?
Friendly and Mischievous Ghost from 1891. I guess so.
Well, I was going to visit, but no, probably not.
Well, that's the one in Mountainside. We have a couple of different hospitals, so our New Brunswick hospital is brand new. It's 5 years old now.
Is that one near Rutgers? Because there's a
place
I want to eat at. They put, like, mozzarella sticks in the sandwich.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. I haven't eaten there, though.
We should probably throw Extra Life Bachelor next year.
Okay.
Just so you can get that sandwich.
All right.
And we have to take a picture with the big check.
Oh, yes. Scott, we're going to eat one of those big checks.
Oh, yeah. Love the oversized novelty checks.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they're not novelty, Scott. They're official.
Necessary.
All right, Colette, where can people find you on the interwebs and the hospital?
Yes, well, you can find Children Specialized at www.children's-specialized.org. You can find Children's Miracle Network Hospitals at www.cmnhospitals.org. And if you want to find me, you can tweet at me. My handle is Colette C. Forcier. That's my name. And then you can find our Children's Miracle Network team in New Jersey. Our handle is CMNNJ.
Now I'm going to have to remember all this to put into the show notes. So thank you for making me have to go back and re-listen.
Sorry.
Wait.
Email you.
What about Ruben Studdard?
I'll tweet it.
Sure, you could do that.
Sounds good.
I don't want to waste your time anymore. We're going to talk about wasting time things.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
These are good things.
It's a very sad time in sports video games right now.
Oh, no.
Everything's out. So now it's just updates.
Just updates.
Yeah. It's not fun.
Those are necessary. We need those.
Remember back in the day when there wasn't updates?
If a game was just broken, it was just broken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss those days.
Imagine had they patched Bo Jackson out of Tecmo Bowl. Or, you know, nerfed him or something.
Well, they wouldn't have, because how would they? There was no internet.
just think, the legend of Bo Jackson and Tecmo Bowl would be, you know, nothing.
Al Gore did not invent the internet to update video game consoles back then. All right.
That's pretty good. Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
No problem.
TJ, thanks for playing for our hospital.
Hey, Scott did give money.
Oh, yes, and Scott, thank you.
No problem. I'll keep it up every year.
Oh, you better.
As long as I'm not, you know, absolutely broke.
And then Scott was like, oh, I got to work. I can't play video games with you tonight. Also had people donate
I was being
songs.
Very nice to a coworker who wanted to go watch your son play football.
Yes. See, he was giving.
Always helping the kids.
Yes.
That's what I say about Scott. Always helping the kids.
Well, thanks again, guys. You guys are awesome. So thanks for everything you guys have done.
Thank you for having us.
Keep up all the work.
And coming on the show.
Okay. I will. Bye, guys.
Bye. Oh, Scott, I clicked on my page again and it went, boo-ha!
Is that because you got your goal?
Yeah, I made my goal. My goal was 500. We got 706. And
raised your goal at one point, didn't you?
No, I raised the team goal because we added Michael Campbell to it late in the process, and we were closing on 2,500. And when we added him, I was like, "Well, we're gonna go over 2,500 just by adding him." I'm like, "Let's boost it to 3 grand," and then everybody was like, "Why can't you boost it to 3 grand? That's just kind of dumb, isn't it?" They're like, "You'll never make 3 grand. What are you, crazy?" And then we got to 3,600. How crazy is that? Big shout out to Greg Seward for bringing in over $1,500. Go ahead, Scott. What are you trying to say?
You know, I'll definitely consider helping out next year, but I just feel like if I tell my friends or whatever, yeah, I'm going to try and raise money by playing video games for 24 hours, and they're going to say something like, and that's different from any other day. How?
Right. Yo, Scott, let's let's get serious right now. It's pretty hard. I didn't make it.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I know a lot of people that didn't make it.
See, I think it'd be easier with a group, like if you had a whole group of people.
Yeah, like that Sports Gamer Crew.
Well, all in one place.
Right,
you know.
But we are on the internet. We are everywhere. Scott, let me shout them all out. Greg Seward, myself, Scott Burris, who's this? Michael Campbell, Gregory Callaghan, Brett Sergeant, and Zach Davis. Those people making kids happy. Think about it. And Scott Binns, thank you for all your help and keeping
no problem.
Me awake. Scott, how awesome is this whole Twitch.tv thing?
Very awesome.
I'm not going to lie, I had never tried to do anything like that before in my life.
Yeah, I'd streamed fourth string games in the past, but I think Basement Gamer, I think we use Twitch TV there.
I am ready to do that all the time. Literally, I'm ready to get a capture card and just go to town. Just never turn it off. Just play games all the time.
Just whatever I'm playing, it's on the internet.
All right, Scott, let's talk. Do we want to talk about what we've been playing? I played everything on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And a whole load of Pokemon.
Yeah, then I've just been playing Madden and NHL. And in real life, I was in a fencing tournament.
I also don't think I lost a game that whole day.
I beat you in a shootout.
Maybe you did.
And you didn't win the poker tournament.
And I didn't win the poker tournament. But during the next, since I came up short, the next day I did 3 hours to cover the gap. Played a ranked multiplayer game, won.
Nice.
That's funny because it was one of those games where like three people go all in on the first hand.
Oh, yeah.
So one guy had, what do you get, 1,000 to start with?
Yeah, so I had like 3,000 chips to start out with all of a sudden.
Yeah, and I smoked that fool. All right, Scott. Sports video games. Guess what? FIFA 13 finally put out that patch that we talked about like the last 2 weeks.
Oh, that's good. I wonder what the delay was, but I guess it wasn't anything too serious.
And it's funny because the patch was already out on PC.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. Like, that's odd.
But let me tell you, Scott.
But I suppose on PC, they don't have to go through any channels other than their own.
Probably. I will agree with that. Scott, I don't know if you go to thatsportsgamer.com/RPFC, the home of the Real Pumpers FC soccer team. Since this patch came out and we can actually filter anys properly, we're undefeated.
Nice.
I think we've won like 4 games and tied 2.
I feel like I should have gotten FIFA this year.
Scott, we're the Division 3 champions. How does that make you feel?
Like I'm missing out.
So we are technically, I guess. See, here's what I don't like. So now we're in Division 2. Okay?
Yeah.
There's a board that says there's 800 and something people in Division 1. And like
that's teams, not individual
right,
people,
right?
Yeah. Okay.
800 teams in Division 1, and I think it's like 1,100 teams in Division 2. But they still have the old point system for teams, which puts us at like, we're the 5,000th team out of like 125,000, which still amazing.
Yeah.
But there's only like 2,000 teams within our division or the division above us.
Wow. I wish we could get this going in NHL.
Well, I wish people would actually get on NHL. But you know what? Here's the worst part. See, we have the core four of me, sometime co-host Jeff Sherman, and two other guys from New Jersey. And we're at the point where we're playing like every night together. But we want new people in. But we're at such a high level that we're like, well, if we add a guy in and we start to suck, what do we do? So, Scott, you should get the game and start our B squad. People can train with you and then come up to our team. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm not getting FIFA unless it's a really good price.
Scott, next Thursday it'll be a good price. That's when
what?
Thanksgiving is, right?
In Canada, maybe. I think it already happened in Canada.
I think Canadian Thanksgiving has already happened.
Yeah.
All right, Scott, the only real news of the week is an NHL 13 title update.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big one. Like,
it's
there are
pretty massive. Like, so many bullet points that I don't even want you to read them all.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm going to, and I meant to do this earlier and then I forgot. But
you were going to highlight the ones that were actually important?
Yeah, so now as I'm talking, all right, well, let's see. Goalie, all right, oh, here's one. Here's one for you. Goalies will be more aware of shots right off a faceoff in the offensive zone.
No! That's how I score all my goals. Me and Del Zotto tearing it up.
So now that they've shut Jeff down, now they're trying to shut you down.
God damn.
What's a
you'll
bat?
Be glad you'll be glad to know that I've still seen shots off the face off work.
This update's already out there?
Yeah, it All was right. I think it was put out today or yesterday.
All right. Ugh, that's upsetting.
All right. In Be a Pro, allowed games to resume from simulation in the middle of a shift.
That's sweet. I don't know what that means, though.
Well, before it was kind of broken in that you would always start your shift in a face-off.
What's a BAP?
Be a Pro.
Be a Pro. Good thinking. Continue.
Let's see. So there's, like, you know, goalie improvements. Like they need to make the goalies better.
Look, Scott, can we talk about the important stuff?
Yeah, I know. I'm still looking through.
New, added, unique, green, Reebok, 20K, EA Sports branded skates, and stick to the RBK pre-order pack, Xbox. And I guess the exact same thing. Oh, no, blue for the PS3. Wait, So I'm still confused. Like, there was a pre-order bonus, and I have no idea what the hell it was.
I think it was just fancy, like, different, more skates and sticks.
That
don't even do anything.
New 2012 Winter Classic jerseys. Fenrir. Now selectable in regular game modes.
Okay, so I guess Phillies and... The Phillies? What?
Yeah, the Philadelphia Flyers.
Yeah, the Flyers and... It's the Flyers and Phillies jerseys. It's really weird.
Someone was like, hey, I want it to be the Oilers in the league. I was like, hey, I'm pretty sure the Oilers are now called the Titans.
You seriously said that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, the Flyers and Rangers Winter Classic jerseys from this past year.
I don't even know what some of these words means. What's a Lulia?
I don't even know where you are talking.
I'm in presentation and graphics. Lulia HF Center Ice logo now displaying correctly.
I assume that's some European team that had a problem with their logo on the ice.
Shuffling of NIS has been improved.
All right.
Less chance of seeing the game NIS inside the same game. NHL Moments Live, snow builds up correctly, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah, nice. Oh, Calgary Flames have their jerseys right now, apparently.
There is an update to fix prevented replay speech from playing over top a fight, or if goof-off is skipped. What the hell is a goof-off?
I don't know. What are they talking about?
Goalie has a better chance of squaring up shots from far out. That's good, because that always happens to me. That's how they always score.
All right, now there's some hockey Ultimate Team stuff, and here's a good one.
Oh, Scott, best part of Ultimate Team? I bet I have like 4 packs waiting for me in there. Sweet.
All right, implement training duration items, so training items can last for multiple games. So before, they changed the way training items work, and that they only last for one game, and now apparently they will last for a number of games, which I like. I kind of miss that I could actually, like, take a, you know, nobody and build him up.
Yeah. That's kind of cool. Well, FIFA has it still where it's just one game. That's a,
all right.
That's a cool change.
Fixed an issue where players will continue to receive the happy hour bonus if they never disconnect from the EA servers and continue to play Ultimate Team games.
Oh, my God. I wish FIFA had that.
I don't even know when the happy hour bonus is, if it's different every day. I didn't even know it existed.
Well... I don't know how it is for NHL, but for FIFA, it's usually like once a week, twice a week. They pick a certain hour that's called happy hour. And usually it's got like a bigger pack, like a, what are the normal hut packs, like 12 players, 6 players?
Sure.
Usually double the size. Double the size is the biggest gold one. That's how it is in FIFA.
Okay.
And sometimes it'll be like improved chance at player of the week stuff or team of the week.
Okay.
Item pack R E A S S T player premium pack art shows now promo and not deal. I don't even know what that means.
No, I don't either. I don't know why you bothered reading it. Oh, GM connected. This is slightly more important. Mm-hmm. Trade messaging has been added to the mode. I guess it'll let you know if someone wants to trade with you.
Sweet. Speed up hub loading times. That's huge.
God, they're still really slow, but they're better.
Here's what I don't understand, Scott.
Yeah.
Why does it have a little thing that looks like it's loading all the time?
I think that's an online connected thing.
That's dumb.
NHL has that thing whenever you're not playing a game of hockey.
It's just spinning, right?
And
then it's like to back out, you actually have to hit start and then exit. You can't just hit B.
Yeah. Well, here's my other gripe with GM connected mode. So you get if you notice, there's like three players a week that wind up on waivers, and it's always three players a week, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Why, like, you go into your mail and you see, oh, blah, blah, blah is from wherever is on the wire. Do you want to place a claim on him? And nowhere can you look at the guy's attributes, his stats, or anything.
I believe
unless...
you put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. I believe
sure.
it's attributes.
Right. And unless you either go into the contract screen, which still takes a really long time to load everything, and is really obnoxious if they aren't in teams that are alphabetically close to you, or the like the stats screen, if they've played a game in the NHL. And a lot of the geese guys on waivers are AHL players.
I don't know what that means.
Like,
what's an AHL?
There should just be an option on that, like, you know, place claim, decline, back out. There should just be a view player card on that menu right there.
True.
But there's not.
Interesting. Scott, I'm really tired of all these patches. Can we get a new game coming out? Is there any new games coming out anytime soon that you can think of?
WWE 13 next week.
Yeah, for PS3 and then some other systems.
Yeah, PS3, Xbox, Wii.
So Scott ran over to the local Best Buy to try out the WWE 13 demo. Scott, how'd that go?
I came right back home because there was no demo.
Pretty sad.
I know, and my store is on the. It's not like my store isn't on the list or something. They had Forza Horizon up instead, and I didn't feel like playing that, so I just walked right back out.
I've heard good things about this Forza Horizon.
I played the demo. I think we talked about this. I played the demo. I didn't like it very much.
You don't like things, Scott.
I'm more of a Need for Speed guy. I want my Forza's just too realistic for me.
Scott. Since we're not going to do that Extra Life little bumper thingy anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you just give me a Twitter question? Your Twitter question. Why don't you just give me your, what's your trivia, Scott?
All right. Well, this is sort of something that bounced around in my mind that we could use as a trivia question when TJ didn't have one. So here it is. TJ, do you remember the NHL Breakaway series?
Not at all.
All right. There were two.
Should I not Google it right now?
No, don't Google it right now. You might get the answer to the question.
Like NHL Breakaway 98?
Yeah, yeah. There was NHL Breakaway 98 and 99. I actually had them both on the N64, and I thought they were quite amazing hockey games that no one knows about.
Probably because you didn't play Wayne Gretzky's 3D hockey.
Well, that I did play Wayne Gretzky's 3D hockey, and that's an amazing arcade game. This was an amazing simulation game.
Sure, I don't play simulations. Those are for suckers.
Can we just go through NHL 13 patch notes?
Oh, right, you got me.
Anyway.
Busted.
Anyway, so two amazing games. Or maybe not. If I look back and played them now, I might think they were absolutely terrible. But when they came out, I thought they were pretty awesome.
They did have Rumble Pack support.
They did. I think one of them even had the expansion pack support and looked a little nicer. I may have to track one of them down and remind myself if the game was actually any good.
Sure.
I just know there were a lot of things with, like, spending points to, you know, make players better and stuff. Stuff that really hadn't been done in a game before that I thought was really cool.
Are you telling me this is the first sports RPG?
Probably not, but... How long has Football Manager been around?
Dude, who knows?
Anyway. So the trivia question. Mm-hmm. What player was on the cover of those games, and what team was he with at the time?
Well, first off, I literally just looked at the cover. I am sorry. I know. Well, I don't know.
I told you not to Google it.
All right. We're going to take a break. All right, back from the break. Scott, let's talk a little about... A little bit about Wii U. Are you going to get one? No, didn't think so.
Yeah, not. I'm. It's a no with sometime down the line. No now, sometime down the line, maybe if, you know, Nintendo actually gets their crap together.
It's funny, they literally don't tell you who the cover athlete is on the second one on the Wikipedia page.
Oh, really?
Well,
I thought it was the same.
You can see it on the cover. But...
Okay.
So, remember that thing last year, and by last year I mean like 7 years ago? Wow, these consoles have been out forever. Remember that thing where the new games on the new console were kind of like bad versions of the old game?
Yeah.
So, FIFA 13 on the Wii U is kind of going to be like that.
I don't think it's going to be as bad as like Madden 06 on the 360. It's just, not going to be as good as the 360 and PS3 versions.
Yeah, it's pretty much going to be FIFA 12.
FIFA 12.5.
Sure. So essentially, this is, I wonder how close this game is to the Vita game.
That might be a good question.
I'm willing to bet it's pretty close. Let's see. What is actually missing for this game? It is unlikely that what FIFA 13 on the Wii U lacks is that... I don't know. You can go to Pasta Padre. Read all this word for word. We'll be missing... There's no first touch. I don't know if you know, Scott, but the first touch is the worst touch in this game. And other gameplay enhancements that have been realized on the current systems for the latest iteration and Ultimate Team mode. Dude, why? No, what's with the hate on Ultimate Team mode? You would think that would be the one thing EA Sports would want to get right. Start getting
more
that money flowing
give,
in.
Give us more money.
But yeah, it looks like... that's the
same
thing.
It's the same deal with Madden, where it's not going to have the Infinity Engine or Ultimate... Like, those are the two bullet points. No Infinity Engine, no Ultimate Team.
Yeah, you know what that is? That's called the Vita Madden game. From all the sounds, it sounds like all of these games that are going to Wii U are literally Vita game.
I'm afraid it's going to be the Wii all over again, where all the Nintendo games on it are awesome, but all the third-party games are there, but you don't want to play them on that system.
I think it's going to actually end up being the 3DS all over again.
What do you mean by that?
Not good at all for anybody. Especially people that can't see 3D.
You're going to get on me that for that again.
I mean, I think it's going to come out and it's going to be... Everybody's going to be like, hey, remember that Wii that we don't play anymore? Probably shouldn't get a Wii U either.
That's kind of where I'm at. Like, But the problem is at some point I'll go, damn it, I miss Mario. Damn it, I miss Zelda. And I'll break down and go buy one. But those games actually need to come out first, so...
And on that console. Because I was talking to... it's a heck of a question who I was talking to. You know who it was? At Peter Sterrett on Twitter. You can go follow him. Good guy. Also, at Armchair Analyst. Because we were talking about 3DS. And I was talking about how there was no... If there was a Pokemon game on 3DS, I probably would have traded all my Wii... All my DS crap to get a 3DS.
Doesn't the new... You just got the new Pokemon game, right? Pokemon Black or White 2?
Yep.
Doesn't it have special features on the 3DS?
Dude, who cares? It's Pokemon. Like, it's the exact same game it's been for... It's essentially the Madden of catching little guys.
It is. It really is.
Same game for all time.
Wow. You've just blown my... And I mean this. I'm not kidding. You have blown my mind with that statement. I've never looked at it like that before, and I should.
When you play Pokemon, it's literally offline CCM.
Yeah, I played Pokemon like Red, you know, way back when it came out. And then when Pokemon Diamond and Pearl came out, I said, you know what? You know, they're going to have online stuff now. Like all the stuff that was cool about Pokemon that I couldn't do because I didn't have friends that played Pokemon. Now I can do all that online. I'm going to try it again. And I literally felt like it was the same game.
If you literally just don't read the story, it's the exact same game. And it's funny because in Black White 2, they have like flashbacks. I think there's supposed to be flashbacks to the first game. This is like the first actual sequel to a Pokemon game.
Not just, we're doing it again in a different area.
Yeah. And there's like little flashbacks, and I'm like, I don't remember any of this, but I guess, sure. I'm going to go kill some more Pokemon. But technically they don't kill, they just faint.
You don't kill them, you just make them faint or you capture them or...
But it's literally a mix of Ultimate Team mode and offline CCM. Because, you know, you build them up and get your progression points. And, you know, you collect the right ones to build your team, to make your team better. And some guys are bad, some guys are good. You want all the good guys.
Oh, we need Cat on to debate this sometime.
It's literally the best sports RPG ever made.
You questioned this on Twitter and someone brought up the Mario Golf and Tennis games for Game Boy. Insert Game Boy here because there were ones for the Game Boy Color, there were ones for the Game Boy Advance. They're kind of the same.
Scott, what I want you to do is give me a list of those games so I can stream them. Twitch.tv/sportsgamer.
Mario Golf, Mario Tennis on Game Boy Color.
Scott, what I mean is you have to find me the ROMs for them and then send them over.
Oh, I see. That's how that works.
Not that we condone any such thing like that. These are owned copies that we have ripped personally for our own personal use. Just saying.
Does that include if I bought the virtual console version on the 3DS?
Sure. Do you know how many great games I have that I have on virtual console?
Yeah, I've got a ton too.
Yeah. Word on the street, Scott, Wii U will not play those games.
I had heard differently.
I had heard that nobody really knows.
I could have sworn Nintendo said, like, really early on that all your virtual console stuff you'd be able to transfer over.
I don't trust them.
I don't either, but I could have sworn that that was said at some point.
Scott, do me a favor. Reiterate your trivia question.
All right. NHL Breakaway. This is a
98 and 99.
Yeah, short-lived game series, hockey game series on the N64. Who was the cover athlete and what team did he play for at the time?
You know, these games were made by Iguana.
Yeah, and they were Acclaim, too, and that was when Acclaim wasn't really known for doing anything good.
Yeah, developed by Iguana, published by Acclaim.
Yep. Like, this is the same time period of, like, WWF Attitude.
As a matter of fact, it was. It may have been their last title as Iguana Entertainment.
That's entirely possible.
Also, such classics as NFL Quarterback Night Club 96-99, WWF Warzone, South Park, Showdown, Legends of Wrestling. But that was when they were Acclaim Studios Austin.
Oh, and the Showdown, those games are actually pretty good. Or decent, anyway.
I've seen the covers, and I have never played one.
I've got the last one they made. What is it here? I'm really leaning down and looking at the case. Oh, it's just Showdown, Legends of... Oh, it is just Showdown, Legends of Wrestling.
For the PlayStation 2?
Yeah.
You know, it was there was going to be a GameCube version that was canceled.
Yeah, the first two made it out on GameCube, and then the last one was canceled. I believe there was an Xbox version as well, although I don't know if it plays in the 360.
Yes, there was also an Xbox version.
Okay. Do you know if it plays in the 360?
Scott, I have no idea. I'm just reading what's on Wikipedia. Oh,
all right.
There was a full tutorial narrated by Bret Hart.
There was, yeah.
Yes, which brings us right back into the trivia question. Something about the Calgary Hitmen.
What? No? All right. So do you know who the player was?
It was the same guy.
I think it was the same guy for both.
Scott, I think you're completely off your rocker with this question.
Oh, or maybe he changed teams. I had 98.
I'm reading this completely wrong. All right, Scott, who's your 98 guy?
Keith Tkachuk.
Who is that?
Yeah, I know. It's like
Keith THCK or however you want to spell that name.
Yeah. I only knew how to pronounce his name because of, you know, the game pronounced it correctly.
It's also the sound that is made when you crash a guy into the boards.
Exactly.
Whoa, don't just say because the game got it right, because let me tell you, MLB Pennant Race and Andy Pettitte, the great pitcher for the Yankees. And it was Jerry Coleman saying it, which was terrible.
I like when the commentary and the announcer don't agree with each other.
Yeah, I'll buy this as Keith Tkachuk.
Of the Phoenix Coyotes.
Yeah, that must have been, what was that, like the first year of the Coyotes?
Might have been.
I just made that up. I'm pretty sure it was. But Scott, on Breakaway 99 was Steve Yzerman of the Red Wings.
Okay, I had 98. I didn't know if he was on both games.
Yeah.
All right, well, I lose.
Scott.
I fail at my own trivia question.
Scott, pop quiz. Who was on the cover of Wayne Gretzky 3D Hockey and Wayne Gretzky 3D Hockey 98?
Was it Wayne Gretzky?
Wayne Gretzky was actually only on the cover of Wayne Gretzky 3D Hockey 98 because there was nobody on the cover of the original. And I don't think I ever played 98. I think I only played the original, which was probably the best hockey game I've ever played.
Oh, those are games I should go and find.
And the first Madden I ever played was on N64.
Really?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Wow.
The first one that I owned and I actually played, got it for Christmas from someone.
The first one I owned was on N64 as well. It was Madden 64. Remember that piece of junk?
Dude, that could have been the game. Hold on. Madden 64. You know, I think it was like Madden 2000. Is that an option? It literally could have been Madden 64. Yeah, I have the game over there. I could probably just look it up.
Yeah, Madden 64 was kind of like how, you know, we have now where on the Vita, it's FIFA Soccer.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like that for N64. It didn't have the NFL license. It only had the player's license.
No, this one... I want to say the one I had had the license. And it had the good teams, right? All the funny team names?
What do you mean, all the funny team names?
Like the Cowboys, the Tiburons, the Sharks, or whatever.
Yeah, I think those are also, you know, like bonus teams, stuff like that. But
you know, it literally could have been Madden 64.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I don't know, maybe it was just because it didn't have the actual... It had, you know, it was like, you know, B. Favre played for Green Bay. Oh. I remember the Patriots were Foxborough.
Yes.
Tennessee Oilers were?
Oh, I don't know where they would have been. They probably were, just Tennessee, or maybe they were still Houston then.
Nashville.
Oh my God.
Do you remember when Madden had like historic teams and stuff?
Yeah.
Those were good times. But yeah, before that,
Take him out though? Because like the players, even though like you'd have like the 60s Packers and it would be like number six, no name. like every player was like one number off.
Yeah. But and they all wanted to sue.
Yeah. I think that's why they got rid of the historical teams, unfortunately.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Something about this game. You know what it was? Because Madden on N64 was my first Madden game because I played a lot of the Game Day series before that.
Oh, the Game Day series. That is one I forgot about, but I did have them played. Like, that was probably the first football game I really got into.
I would easily say that's the first sim football game I got into.
Oh, right, yeah, Blitz.
You know, there's some Tecmo Bowl and some other garbage.
I didn't play Tecmo Bowl.
I semi-remember playing it on Super NES, not on the original. But yeah, on the original PlayStation.
I remember my mom renting me because she wanted me to try and get into it, like John Elway's Quarterback.
I remember some Quarterback Clubs on maybe Super Nintendo.
I had Quarterback Club 96 on the PC.
No, I would never play something on the PC. Probably because I didn't have a PC for a long time.
It was, and I'm sure it was like dirt cheap at, you know, and I bought it like 2 years later.
Hey, possible. Let's see. Oh, we got Twitter questions. Scott, we're trying to wrap this up. We got Twitter questions.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've just been rambling, but we should probably try to wrap this up now.
When is this coming to you from at Retro Sports Gamer, GMR at the end? When is the WWE 13 TGS World Championship match triple threat? Funny because I'm pretty sure he meant that Sports Gamer, which would be TSG.
Oops.
So, I guess let's get that and we should do something. Can we do something cool?
We can make a storyline about it.
Cool, Scott. You are completely in charge of making that Sports Gamer storyline. Where Bret Hart wins the title.
I'm gonna have to get a USB keyboard for this or something.
I have a Bluetooth one you could borrow, but you live quite far away.
Yeah.
And now
suddenly I'm contemplating going back to 360 because I have a chat pad in which I could type things with. But no.
Let's see. What CCM feature would you? This is coming from at Real Jeff Solo, sometime co-host. What CCM feature would you most like to see next year? Improvements do not count. New features only.
New features. Okay. Let's assume they're going to add everything that they should add, like the new IR tag where you can actually have a guy come back after a certain amount of time.
Sure.
That's a really good question.
I want the feature that makes it fun.
Oh.
Because I really, I don't know what it is. Just not liking Madden this year.
I know. I really need to just drop out of this show's league because whoever I play this week has been bugging me with emails. And originally, at first, I thought it was a fourth string game that he was emailing me about. So I was all like, "Oh yeah, let's play it. You know, let's try and play then." And then I realized, "Oh wait a minute."
Scott's just a hater. That's what it is. Haters gonna hate, folks.
I'm sorry. I really want to like Madden. Yeah. I really do.
It's Madden's fault. I blame him, but him himself. So if you're listening, John, we're not happy.
And I can't even tell you why.
Yeah. You know what it is? I really was excited for this practice stuff. I don't want to play three quarters of a practice. I miss the old... Remember the thing with the stuff, and then you did it, and then you were
there. We go. All right, here we go. So here's a feature: create your own practice.
Sure, that works. Better feature: bring back the old practice thing. Do you remember that thing? What was
practice?
It called? No, when you could be like the quarterback, and the guys were running routes, and they had defense, and you got
the
like five
camp games.
Yeah, bring back all those mini games. That was awesome.
Those were awesome.
And you didn't they have it some year where that was in franchise mode?
Yeah, it was for a number of years, like in the PS2 era.
Yeah, can we bring that back?
You could play those in training camp and actually get players, you know, more attributable.
They would get better, yeah. You mean an XP system with progression? That doesn't seem like a genius idea. Wait, it does. Maybe if they did it right, it would be better.
Yeah, you know, I think we got to give a lot of passes for this being the first year they're attempting this. They're going to learn a lot.
Never.
I just hope that they don't take all the backlash from "Where's franchise mode, people?" And
I've still been looking for it. I cannot find it.
If you ignore all the new stuff in Connected Careers as a Coach, that's franchise mode.
Yes. It's also be a pro.
Yeah, it's
superstar, whatever you want to call it. Can we just get one name for all the series? Because really, it's frustrating.
Well, yeah, it's be a pro in NHL, isn't it? Virtual pro in FIFA, superstar mode in.
Well, it's actually like player career.
Yeah.
What else? Road to glory. Just too much. Too much. Scott.
I hate to not answer that question, Jeff. I really do.
That's my answer. Take out the stupid practice progression thingy. Because it's like, here's the most important reason. You do that practice, how do you know who got better?
Yeah.
At least this way you can target guys to become better. Think about it.
Yeah.
And while you're thinking about that, you can tweet at us. You can tweet at me, at ThatSportsGamer. Scott, where can they tweet at you?
At Darth Obvious.
Also, you can be a fan of us on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatSportsGamer. No longer do you have to go to ThatSportsGamer.com/charity, but you still can. That'd be nice. Let's see. I guess we're not doing any more leagues this year. Scott.
What?
I played some NBA 2K13.
Oh, how did that go?
Yeah, it was all right. I could get behind that game. Black Friday. Right. That'll be my Black Friday pickup this year, probably. Pretty competent. A lot of stuff in it. I was kind of a fan. Except for the fact that there are no curses in the songs. So I would start singing along and I'd be like, oh, wow, there's a lot of words we can't say in this song. Aren't there?
Yeah, I'm not surprised, but yeah, wow.
So you got anything else, Scott?
No, I think our next show is going to be unless you do one with your Extra Life crew. It'll be our WWE 13 review blowout.
Yeah, that reminds me. I got to pick up WWE 13. Where can I pre-order that and get a good deal?
I don't think there's any. I'm not even sure Amazon is doing like pre-order credit. Yeah,
I'm not even $16 to Amazon. So,
well, that might be your best bet right there. But let me look that up real quick.
We got to get this on PlayStation 3. Scott, you're going to have to remind me of this every day. The Pennywise and Mike Tyson pre-order bonuses. You get a free download of Pennywise's new album, All or Nothing, and Iron Mike Tyson. What is going on in this world?
Why do I want... I almost said the whole thing. Mike Tyson is the pre-order bonus no matter where you pre-order from. In fact, it's probably more like the if you go out into a store and buy it on day one bonus.
Ooh, look at this, Scott. Oh, wait. Why do I have the feeling this is fake and it's part of the game?
What?
Dumb. If you go to GameStop, you can get the exclusive CM Punk ice cream t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it? It's either just for CM Punk in the game or, like, for your avatar or something?
Play as CM Punk in his alternate attire.
Oh, okay. So it's a stupid alternate attire that...
Only
yeah,
available at GameStop or GameStop.com.
Whoop-de-doo. But I'm sure, like, Mike Tyson will be... Like, the code will be in, like, the first printing of the game, whether or not you pre-order it or not.
Yep.
It's just that if you pre-order it, you're guaranteed to get, like, that first print copy.
First off, there's an NWO The Revolution Blu-ray. Probably gonna get that on... See if that's on Netflix.
I picked up the CM Punk DVD. Pretty good.
Oh, the best in the world.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Well, for Scott and myself, who would be named TJ, that's Sports Gamer Show for this week. Hopefully we'll have some more updates on games that are already out for you next time we talk. Adios.